Grace, mercy, and peace to you
from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I am an alumnus, I had never known how to conjugate that. I graduated from Pacific Lutheran University down in Tacoma, Washington.
Or if you want to be technical, Parkland.
Outside of the administrative building at PLU is a, I think, marble or granite sculpture. Big rectangle, or big cube, I guess. Carved into those words, or carved into that thing, are some of the words from today's reading from Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all knowledge. If I remember correctly, it was carved sometime in the 60s by the notations that are around it and such. I have hated that carving ever since I first saw it. Couldn't stand it. Can you guess why?
Fear.
The fear part. What have we been talking about for the last 6, 7, 8, whatever, 9, 10, 12 months? Be not afraid. Be not afraid. God is telling us constantly, be not afraid. Every time a messenger from God shows up, more often than not, what are the first words out of that messenger's mouth? Be not afraid. And then here in today's proverb, are those words, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all knowledge. I've never liked that. I think part of it is because I haven't really understood what exactly it's talking about with the word fear. In the context of this proverb, we're not talking about fear the way some people might be afraid of the dark. Or some people might be afraid of the number 13. Or afraid of water or snakes. Fear in this context is more about awe and respect. You follow that? You understand that? In order to be afraid of something, or at least if it's a rational fear, it's because you acknowledge that thing is powerful. Right? Or at the very least, because you are afraid of it, it has some power. Remember, this proverb was not written in English. It was written in Hebrew thousands of years ago. And so when we hear those words, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all knowledge, we have to remind ourselves that just because those words sound so plain to us in English does not always mean that the words are quite as simple. Like I said, fear in this case is more about respect and awe. And if you think about it that way, I have to give up some of my earlier detestment of that big old sign at PLU. Because I can get behind that. The respect of the Lord, the awe of the Lord. The recognition that God exists, the recognition that there was something more powerful, more permanent than us. Do any of you know anything about, we mentioned earlier in the prayers, our 12-step groups who we'll be partnering with here. You know one of the things that most 12-step groups have in common? Some sort of recognition of a higher power. Some sort of recognition that at the end of the day, there are those things which are more powerful than we are as individuals. And that part of the healing process is to let go and to understand that, to recognize that it isn't all about us, that we can't do it all, that we can't do it all alone, we can't do it all ourselves. Which fits so well with that other part of the proverb from today. I don't know if you noticed, there was a bit from Proverbs 1 and a bit from Proverbs 3. And if I can find it, Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. Well, that convicts me pretty well. I like to plan ahead. Any of you planners and headers? I think some of you know that on the side I do actually have a gig tonight in Tacoma. Do comedy improv. And one of the things that I have realized that helps me in that is that, unlike some people who might just be naturally fast, one of the things that helps me is that I typically think through all the possibilities that might happen. So that's how I prepare for situations. I think about option A and option B and option C and option D and E and F and G, and if I can get all the way to Z, I'm going to double back and do double letters and have AA and BB and keep going down. And there's nothing wrong with planning ahead, don't get me wrong. Planning ahead is good. But at the end of the day, there's just only so much that we can control. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. We have talked a lot lately about this mic. We haven't talked about this mic. Sorry, that was a side thought. We have talked a lot lately about some of the changes going on around here. And for those of you who don't know, because I know we have a few new faces today, we made the decision about 4 months ago or so, 3 months ago as a congregation, that we are going to take a huge leap of faith. And we are going to move ourselves into a new location so that we can more faithfully and fruitfully explore what it means for us to be a community of faith. Not just this congregation, but all of these other organizations who operate out of this place. Our partners in ministry here, the other churches, the 12-step groups, the social service agencies. All those names that we lifted up to God in the prayers earlier. And I don't know about any of the rest of you, but I have found throughout this process of transition that the importance of relying on God has never been more apparent to me as an individual. Because as much as I want to control everything, and as much as I want to be able to determine how it's going to work out, at the end of the day, I can't. I can flail about. I can flail pretty well, actually. I can flail about. I can work myself to the bone. I can forget to take time off. I'm good at that. Sarah can attest. Well, forget it. Let's be honest. That's not the right word. You shouldn't laugh, Ben. Helping you out is one of the other reasons I don't have to. Actually, you're the same way. See, you understand. But at the end of the day, it isn't about me. It isn't about us. It's about God. It's about the community working in God's name and God's honor. Yesterday, myself and a handful of other people from this congregation went to a meeting of what we call our Synod Council. We are a part of a larger church, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We had a meeting yesterday with several leaders of the local branch of that. It's the simplest way of explaining it. And the purpose of this meeting was to talk to them about our situation, but to also get their official approval, you could say, for this plan that we have been embarking on. Now, I'll cut to the chase on that and tell you that they were incredibly supportive. In fact, there was actually some people around the table who were crying, and it wasn't just folks from our place. They were incredibly supportive, and they unanimously supported what we are doing. Was pretty neat. But then something happened at that table. You gotta find someone to do an inspection of the house. There's all that legal stuff to do. And one of the things, we haven't talked about it as a congregation because it's just frankly no reason to, but one of the things the council and I have been talking about is how we were going to afford those expenses. You following me? Because we knew we needed to. Nod if you're following. If you're not, I'm going to keep talking. And so what we had done is we had gone to the council, the local, the bigger church group, to ask if they would be so generous as to loan us some money towards that process. And so we got in asking if they would be willing to loan us $5,000 that we could use on lawyer's fees and, you know, whatever permitting assessments, inspections, etc. And they decided not to loan us $5,000. Instead, they decided to grant us $7,500. Do you catch the difference there?
A little bit, but
we'd gone in hoping and crossing our fingers that we might come out of this with a little bit of short-term help. But they're so impressed by what we have been doing and so impressed with this leap of faith and with our willingness to continue to work with these other groups to find ways to build those connections, that they looked at that model and they looked at that example and they said, what? Just take it. We want to see you fly. It was such a remarkable gift, but it was such a remarkable example of faith. None of us expected that. No one who was there expected that. I assure you, Carol didn't, I didn't. Marlis didn't, Sue didn't, Beth didn't. But I believe firmly that God acted through those people to help us. I have told you before, we still have a lot to do. And this is true. But time and time again, what we have seen on this process is that God is with us. That God has never not been with us. And by us, I don't just mean the men and women and children in this room. I mean this entire larger, crazy quilt of what we call Bethel. The other churches, the 12 steps, the social service agencies. This crazy quilt of ministry. That somehow God just is insistent that he's going to work through.
What does the proverb say? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths.
Now, unfortunately, it does not say he will shorten your paths. Because I'm noticing that this process does take some time. But it has certainly been made straighter. And it has certainly been smoothed out
just in those moments when we have most needed it.
God is still here. God is still with us. Be not afraid. But if you do have fears, recognize that God is not fear, a sense of some phobia. Recognize that the power and majesty of God is what is getting us through this and what will continue to do so. And in God, we can and will always find solace and comfort and strength. Let us pray. We thank you, most good and gracious God, for the love that you have showed us in so many ways. We thank you for our ministry partners. We thank you for the larger community of which we are a part. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Continue to bless us with your Holy Spirit. Help us to feel your presence, to trust in you, to walk in your way, to go forward knowing that this is all leading to something beyond our imagination, that you will be glorified in it and we will be truly satisfied. We give you thanks for the opportunity to be a part of your mission. And we ask you this day and always to help us to be not afraid, to keep our eyes and ears looking for you. In your holy, good, and gracious name, we pray today and always. Amen.